The $1 billion wouldn't be spent right away.
For the next 2 to 6 years, we do have choke points, and what this bond looks to do is to expedite the progress in terms of construction.
Mapleton's Francis Gibson sponsored SB 277, which the State House passed 72-3. It'll pay for expanding I-15 from Utah to Weber counties, pedestrian access by UVU, and access to Zion and other national parks. Salt Lake's Joel Briscoe did not approve.
I wish that we were going to be bonding for building out tracks down into Utah County, or maybe extending Front Runner up to Brigham City.
Governor Herbert now reviews the bond. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.